From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
It's great having you on with us today, Life Change Weekend. Thank you for listening in. Hey, here's a question for you. What do we watch? Do you have a television? Do you have a cell phone? Do you have someone of a video recorder through social media? There's all kinds of things that we watch, and the question really comes up, all the stuff that comes on there, what should we be watching? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm so glad to have Pastor Bob Kadlecic on with us. Pastor Bob is on with us monthly here with Life Change Weekend. And Pastor Bob, good to have you on. How's your life doing?
It's been really good. Yeah, I had my daughter got married not too many months ago. And so I have a new son-in-law. And my other son is graduating from high school. And just a lot going on, but really, really good.
That's really active stuff going on there, weddings and graduations, and that's when we all feel just a little older, I think, Pastor Bob, but it's all good. It's all good stuff. Praise the Lord. So let's talk about this whole idea of what we watch. How do we know what we should watch and what we should not watch? What are some of the guidelines? You know, many Christians listening to this program, and many that perhaps aren't Christians, but they're concerned about what they watch. What are some guidelines we need here?
Well, I think guidelines is the right word, because I can't necessarily come up with a list, because it would certainly not cover all the options. And I think there is some area of Christian liberty, but I think we've all watched something, and many times it's unintentionally, because things are okay, and then all of a sudden it takes a turn, and you think, man, I wouldn't want my mom, a pastor, to see that. And maybe it's crude language and humor or violence or sexual innuendo, but watching other people do stuff is an enormous industry in America alone. Americans spend $370 billion a year watching other people, whether it's in a sporting event or like on your phone, a subscription to watch something. And so the Apostle Paul, I think, he talks about this area of freedom of choice and how we should make choices about difficult, maybe gray areas in 1 Corinthians 10:23. He says, I have the right to do anything you say. This is something the church was saying, like, hey, we're free in Christ. You know, we're not saved by works. And he says, so you're saying you have the right to do anything, but his response is not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. And so he's just talking about this principle I think we need to apply in our entertainment choices, is that just because you have the liberty or freedom to do something doesn't mean you should do it, doesn't mean it's constructive.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, I think, Pastor. So what are some of the types of shows that perhaps we should not watch?
Yeah, so I think the type of show you shouldn't watch, you need to especially be careful on in areas that you're weak. And so if gossip or being caught up in drama is something you struggle with, then a show literally classified as a drama or some reality TV show that's basically just people gossiping about each other, that's probably not going to help you not speak negatively of others or get caught up in drama, you know. So crude humor, right? Rudeness, if that's an issue to you that you struggle with, a show littered with profanity or crudeness is not going to help you speak words of life, kindness, or hope. I know people who struggle with fear and anxiety. And so movies filled with horror, darkness, even demonic activity, that is not going to give you a life of peace and tranquility. and even news or political shows filled with horror, darkness, and fear isn't going to help you either. So depends on your weakness. Like if you're an angry person, are you watching things that provoke your anger? Personally, I don't consider myself an angry person, but I watch news sometimes, whether it's CNN or Fox, and it doesn't help me come away at peace with God and the world. I come away thinking, I wish I could make someone look as stupid as that guy, you know, made the person who disagrees with me look so stupid. That's not something that's constructive, going back to that verse. So all sorts of things, you know, sexual purity. Does a show that celebrates sex outside of marriage, full of suggestive images, is that going to help you have victory in that area? You know, years ago, actually, I had just found out a friend of mine had an affair, and I'd met with him for dinner, and he had lost his wife, his kid, his job, because the affair took place at work, and some things happened, so he lost his job, he lost his home, everything, and then the other woman left him. And I came home so heavy-hearted. And so I turned on a sitcom, and the plot that day was about how one of the single characters was hooking up with a woman he wasn't married to. And because I had just seen the devastating effect of sexual sin in real life, it just wasn't funny anymore. And I never watched that show again. And probably the day before, I would have just laughed. But after weeping with my friend, sexual sin just wasn't a laughing matter anymore. And there's so much that we just watch passively that I think is destructive. So many people are discontent, and we're not just comparing ourselves to the real life people around us. We're comparing ourselves to personalities and others that we'll never meet. And look at that home, and look at that car, and look at even that person's body. I wish my body looked like that. And it's just not healthy. So,
yeah, that's really good advice, Pastor. And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm sure all of us are recreating thoughts in our minds and stories in our minds. As a pastor, the story you just told, I am sure every pastor out there has thought of an illustration like that in their ministry, as I just thought of. And it really is reflective of our community. I think sometimes we accept things, and then we accept worse things, and we accept more worse things. And we almost become to the place where we're not clearly thinking on any of it. And so this is a great topic for us today. We're so glad you're listening in. It's a Life Change Weekend. Many of you write to us and send us emails and such encouragement. I want to read a few of them to you today that are such a blessing to my own life. This one comes to us from JC in Pennsylvania. Thank you for writing Spiritual Identity. The stories were great. I learned a lot, and now we are using it for a Bible study in our church. This one comes to us from Tennessee. It's very similar. Thank you so much for the book Spiritual Identity. We are using it now for our seniors ministry on Wednesdays and enjoying it so much. This letter comes to us from Sri Lanka. God bless you and your ministry. Another letter from Sri Lanka. We have just given our lives to Jesus Christ as a family as a result of your radio ministry. And we are thankful for those letters from Kenya. Be blessed, and thank you so much for the teaching you give, the powerful teaching day after day. And so the Lord is blessing in these areas. We are thankful, and please send emails in. Some of you write, but perhaps the best and easiest way is simply send an email in, and we are delighted to hear from you. Go to our webpage anytime to get information at DinaBadrone Ministries.org. That's DinaBadrone Ministries, it's plural, .org, and you can get information there. We're talking about what to watch with our good friend, Pastor Bob Kadlicek. Pastor, help us out. What are some questions we could ask ourselves to help know if we should watch something or not?
I think 1 Corinthians 10:23-24 point us to two great questions to ask, you know, to determine what we should watch or not. And again, that verse says, you know, I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything's beneficial. Not everything is constructive. And that word constructive, I think, is helpful because it has this building imagery. And so I think one of the good questions to ask is, what are my entertainment choices building in my life? What thoughts are they building in me? What beliefs are they building? What habits or desires are they building? garbage in, garbage out. I think we severely underestimate the influence of media. It's subtle and it's slow, but it has an incredible power to mold our thoughts and beliefs in ways that we often do not realize or fully understand. There are a host of non-biblical beliefs, from abortion, transgender, homosexual marriage, that some church-going Christians have beliefs today that almost no one in society had 50 years ago. And they're not biblical. And if you don't think entertainment choices are affecting your beliefs, I would bet that they're affecting you more than most people, because you don't even realize it. You're not questioning it. And it's just seeping in and slowly changing you and how you think. And that whole, it's an old illustration, but the frog in the kettle. Mm-hmm. It's a good parable. You put a frog in boiling water, it immediately jumps out, knows the water is going to kill him. But if you put a frog in warm water and slowly raise the temperature, he doesn't realize that it's getting too hot until it's too late. And I think entertainment has done that to a lot of people's consciences and morals today. And I think it's affected me even. And I think that frog in the kettle illustration is a great warning that if you are watching something and you're thinking about it right now, I don't know if I should watch it or not. You probably shouldn't.
Yeah, and I think it's important, Pastor, as you talk about that, to perhaps think about even the writings in the epistles of the apostle when he talks about various things that can really hinder us. You and I just finished a program together on the subject of addiction, and when we think of this as well, those things can become addictive, and next thing you know, we're playing out what we thought about in our mind, so it's very, very important. Information here. So let's talk about this a little bit in this sense. We do live in an entertainment world. There's an endless supply of music, podcasts, sports, and videos that we can listen to or watch of all the entertainment choices out there. What are having maybe the worst spiritual impact on the church in your mind?
Well, that's a really good question. I just my mind was going as you were talking. I do want to say there's another good question to ask themselves, to know if we should watch something or not, and not just to have it individualized of what are my entertainment choices building in my life, but I think we need to ask, how do my entertainment choices help me build into the lives of others as well? Because that verse in 1 Corinthians 10:23, the very next verse actually says no one should seek their own good but the good of others. So I think Paul's whole point there is not you need to build yourself up, which is important, but he's saying there's a lot of activities that we are allowed to do, but they aren't helpful for others. And so I think we need to think of what I'm watching in entertainment in that light. So there's an idea even in investment terms. It's called the cost of missed opportunity. So I made money on that investment, but if I put it somewhere else, because I put it over there, I missed the opportunity to put it somewhere else. And like illustrate this, Dave Ramsey tells a story about a man he met who always wanted a new Mercedes. We'll call him Mercedes Mark. Finally, he had enough money. He could buy a Mercedes in cash. And so he was so excited, but then decided instead of buying that Mercedes with that cash, he would put it in a retirement fund and invest it. He didn't have to. It was his choice. Even his wife actually wanted Mercedes Mark to buy the Mercedes, but he didn't. And 9 years later, he saw someone with that exact car pulled up right next to him at a stoplight. He rolled his window down and said, "How much is that worth?" And the man excitedly said, "Oh, he loved the car, and he just bought it for $9,000. So Mercedes Mark goes home. He looks up what his investments are worth that he had used instead of buying the Mercedes, and he found that they were worth $250,000. So he had traded 9 years of driving a car he would have loved for $241,000. And he said, "I like that trade." And it's easy to see the cost of missed opportunity with money, but it's harder to see it, but it's even more real in other areas of our lives. And so, you know, the best investment we can make in our time is with people. Last night, I went to a school play. My son was in it. Was it entertainment? Yes. But it was also an investment in people. I could encourage and praise the cast afterward. I was there with my family. I could see and talk to others at the school. It was entertaining, but there was also a greater purpose because it involved other people, which is very different than sitting alone in the room staring at a screen. And so is it helpful? It's a very extreme question. Is this helping other people? But I think that's a key aspect. So you're saying, what's the worst spiritual impact entertainment choices are making? And I do think it's in the area of sexual purity. Ephesians 5, 3 through 4 is a verse I quote a lot. It says, among you, those who are following Jesus, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. And so reading through that list, obscenity, greed, sexual immorality, foolish talk, it's hard to think of very many things we could watch where the storyline doesn't actually surround one of those issues. But pornography in particular is an incredibly dangerous and damaging and spiritually devastating entertainment choice that many people make. In fact, the average child today is exposed to pornography in America at 11. That's fifth grade. And it's molding and damaging to our minds. I think it's the hardest addiction to quit, because you can pour beer down the sink, you can throw your drugs in a dumpster, but you can't throw your brain away. I guess one story, and then you can ask me another question, but I was just had watched Scott Galloway on Bill Maher's show Real Time. And just to be clear, for those who are not familiar with Bill Maher, he's not a Christian, not even close. But it was interesting to listen to them talk, because this is the secular world taking note of the devastation that pornography is having on our culture. So Scott Galloway noted a surprising statistic. In America, he said two-thirds of men in their 20s said that they hadn't had sex in a year. I mean, the average age for a man in America to get married for the first time is 30. And so I'd love to say that, man, you know, two-thirds of those men haven't had sex because there's this spiritual revival in our nation and young men are following God sexually. But nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is, most of those men, the vast majority, are having sex. They're just having it with themselves. And this is a problem among young women too, but not in the overwhelming numbers it is among young men. And it points to one of the unexpected consequences of pornography, is that it isolates through shame and removes even, you know, incentives to form social bonds with real living people.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff. And it is pointing out to us, I think, the condition of what the media can really put into our minds. And thank you for that, Pastor Bob. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. And I want to thank so many of you that pray for us and pray for our ministry here. Many of you support us. We appreciate that. And I want to remind you that we are on the Gospel Radio East Africa now, originating in Uganda and covering East Africa with a daily program. We also are on Mission Go International Radio. This goes all over many places in the world now. And we're aired Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 11 a.m., 6:11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 7:15 p.m. We're also on the Montrose Broadcasting Network. We're so glad for that, with our good friend James Baker and all that he does for us. We're on WPEL, and we're on that in Montrose in the greater Binghamton area, WJSA in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. We're on Translators in Binghamton, New York, Elmira, New York, Endicott, New York, and Sarah, Pennsylvania. We are also on WPGM in Danville, Pennsylvania, WPGO in Horseheads, New York, and New Berlin, Pennsylvania, and Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So we're so glad for all of these areas that we're on. You that are listening, connect with us. Our email is simply Dino Padron. It's very simple, dinopadron@gmail.com, dinopedrone, dinopadron@gmail.com. We'd be glad to hear from you. And I've read a few of the letters. We have lots of letters have come in the weeks to come. We'll talk about some more of them, and we're rejoicing in the blessings of God. Today's a serious topic. So I understand that pornography is wrong. Jesus said looking lustfully at a woman is like adultery. But how does pornography just take hold of a person's heart, and what are some of the victories that we could have here, Pastor?
Yeah, I think we need to understand that we are not just spiritual creatures, but that we're physical creatures as well. And pornography, they've done a lot of interesting studies recently to discover how it rewires your brain chemically, makes a shortcut kind of to good feelings and weakens the normal path. So like normally your body produces good chemicals when you're interacting positively with other people. You know, he says something witty, everyone laughs, and then I see something funny and people laugh. And in my brain, I get these little shots of dopamine or whatever chemical it is reinforcing that social interaction. And so at the end of the day, I think, well, you know, interacting socially was awkward at first, but in the end, I felt good about it and I want to do that again. And I'm not even talking about sexual or romantic relationships, just regular relationships. But when someone gets addicted to porn, it gives you this triple dose of good-feeling chemicals without any human interaction. And then it kind of deadens the human interaction, positive feedback, and strengthens this shortcut measure that it's made. And what happens is then you have increasingly isolated men who are disincentivized to reach out, interact with others. And so, you know, there's just so much going on there that is damaging. Obviously, it lowers men's view of women and they just become objects, but it also lowers women's view of men because women come to believe that every man's a pig. And that's not true. Many men are pigs, but not all of us, you know. So our media and culture want to celebrate everything being over-sexualized, but science and the Bible wholeheartedly agree that it builds destructive patterns that rob us of joy and satisfaction. And so how do you have victory? I don't know how much time we have, but
we have about a minute and a half, Pastor.
All right. Three ways you can have victory. Number one, Jesus says amputation. He says, you know, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. So he's not literally talking about amputating because you can't amputate your brain. You can be blind and still struggle with sexual sin. But what he's getting at is we need extreme measures. Get a dumb phone instead of a smart one if that's causing you to sin. You know, if the alternative was cutting off your hand or gouging out your eye, what kind of a plan would you come up with short of that? And so to have victory, we need to take extreme measures. Number two, accountability. In my own life, I was willing to physically hurt myself, which didn't work. I was willing to starve myself, which also didn't work. I was willing to get up early and pray about it, which honestly didn't work with overcoming my sexual addiction when I was in my early 20s. But the one thing that I least wanted to do was tell someone I needed help. And it's the only thing that worked because it required humility, and pride doesn't help us overcome sin.
Very good. This has been an excellent teaching today, Pastor. We're so glad you're on with us monthly. Is there a final word you want to give here in the next 30 seconds on this? Maybe something out of the scripture, one final word?
Sure. Actually, there's a third way to have victory, and that is replacement. I wasn't sure if we had time to talk about this, but in Ephesians 5, 3 through 20, it talks about putting off and putting on. So you need a new good thing to substitute for the old bad thing. And so you need to run to something else instead of porn. Maybe that's Christian radio. Maybe it's Christian music. Maybe it's Christian friends. Maybe it's literally running. I told one young man who's single, I said, when you have that urge, you need to get outside. If you're alone in your room saying, don't look, don't look, don't look, you're never going to have victory. You need to get out and replace that temptation by doing something else.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful teaching today, and it's also been very helpful because it's right where so many of us have lived at some point in our lives. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening in today. Don't forget our regular Bible studies Monday through Friday. Then the weekends, we have the weekend edition. Many testimonies that we have of people that are saved, many stories about books that people have written. We have recently had some marvelous teaching on here about how America was founded and what the early presidents believed, and just some wonderful stories here on Saturday for all of us to listen to. So thank you for listening in today. God bless all of you, and join us again next week for our regular Bible studies.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.